Chapter 2. Katie Pierce drew hard on her cigarette, letting the smoke soak into her lungs before exhaling into the sharp morning air. He would be up soon. She needed to get Kevin out of the house, get going on breakfast. Her eyes traveled across the brooding presence of Indian Rock. Her mind climbed the hill that lived behind it. At the top of that hill was St. Andrew's Academy, an all-girls high school. 20 years ago, her high school, class of 1955. Katie took another suck on her cigarette and poured out the memories in twisted ribbons of smoke. Old men, long-nosed and raw-boned, yellow teeth and whiskers perched on thin wooden chairs, cheeks coarse and ruddy under cold black eyes. Boston, Brahmin, Blue Bloods. She conjured up her opponents as well. Four other students, all boys, sizing up one another as they waited. Two whispered in a corner. One looked like he wanted to talk, but she froze him out. Fear curdled her stomach. They were from Latin School, BC High, Exeter, Groton. Creme de la creme. Goliath to her David. Finalists for the State Oratory Medal. St. A's had never hosted the event, never won it either. Katie would be the first. The nuns were certain of it, and so they'd heaped everything on her 17-year-old shoulders. The smart one. And she'd loved them fiercely for it, until now. Now that the moment was here. It wasn't like practice, standing at one end of the gleaming third-floor hallway while Sister Ellen stood at the other, snapping a wooden clicker and telling her to enunciate. Not like the prelims, where they'd arrived as a team. The Academy girls, smart as whips, quiet, modest, confident, feared. That was then. This was different. They trotted out the finalists one at a time. The first speaker was a senior from Groton. He rested his hands lightly on the lectern and leaned forward, every gesture polished and easy, his speech little more than a private chat between two generations of New England privilege and power. When he was finished, the boy took his time, gliding past Katie with barely a glance. Then her name was announced.